All right, hello and welcome to the Farm Market Cafe podcast number 3. And today I'm sitting down with one of the farmers, one of the owners, and a just great all-around person, Barb Eller. I'm going to give you a second to introduce yourself and talk about your background a little bit, Barb.
Yeah, this is Barb. I'm one of the farmer owners of the Farm Market Cafe. My background includes being a retired Army nurse. I was born and raised in Minnesota, Endonamia, and had to leave for 30 years before I could come back, realizing that this was a beautiful, beautiful place to live. Retired from the Army in 1996, started farming again on the same farm where I grew up, and then realized that everyone needed to eat well. And so we opened the Farm Market Cafe.
And that kind of ties us right into the next question I had for you. If I'm correct, kind of your background as a nurse kind of helped shift your philosophy and views on nutrition and health. Is that accurate? Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for 30 years as a nurse, I was looking for health. And in graduate school, you were forced to go ahead and try to define health. And in reality, the basis of health is found in the soil. And the basis of good nutrition is found in good agricultural practices. And truly, you are what you eat. And as a way to try to improve the health of the community, that was part of the reason for me becoming involved in the Farm Market Cafe.
Talk a little bit more about you said the health comes from the soil. What specifically is it in there that you're looking at? Kind of the vitamins and minerals? What are we talking about when you mention that?
The whole biological activity of the soil is important to the nutrient levels of the plants that grow in it. And like I said before, we are what we eat. Our animals are what they eat. If we feed them only corn, we can expect that we'll have problems with heart disease, some of the chronic illnesses. The high sugar content in our diet contributes to things like diabetes as well. So if you look at maintaining the biological integrity of the soil, keeping chemicals and pesticides out of your food chain, it certainly has the potential to improve your health in the best way possible.
Well, that really makes sense. It's kind of I guess for lack of better terms, or maybe the most accurate term, is kind of a holistic approach to the thing. Looking at your health, the soil, all that stuff ties together. Tell me a little bit about Eller Family Farm, maybe what you produce, your location. And in future interviews, we'll go into a little bit more depth on this, but just give us a quick little look at it, I guess.
The Eller Family Farm has been around since 1947 when my folks started it. I came back from the Army in 1996 and started raising beef, soon followed by chickens, and soon followed by hogs, only because I was finally tired of having eaten in the Army mess halls. The Navy has better food, but the Army mess halls are not so good. And wanted to, and remembered the good food that the folks had raised us on by raising it themselves on the farm, and started raising beef again. And then in 96, hogs followed, and along with chickens.
And you're located in Onamia, right? Or just, I guess, outside the city
limits? Yep, as the crow flies, we're to the southwest about a mile.
And how many acres do you have there?
We run, on the farm itself has about 80 acres, and then I rent the neighbor's pasture land too for another 60 acres, and we rent surrounding hay fields for a grand total of about 240 acres.
Now that's something that really strikes me as amazing, because especially today when you think of agriculture, it's kind of this big scale. I know I was talking to someone who farms down south, and I think they had 400 or 500 acres, and they're considered small. And that, you know, you have that amount of land, really right around 200 acres, counting what you rent and everything. And you do produce a lot of stuff. That's just amazing to me. Now, getting a little bit more specifically to the Farm Market Cafe, do you have a favorite menu item? Something that you like to eat on a regular basis from there?
When our customers ask me that, I always have a hard time answering. only because, you know, since we serve the majority of Eller Farm meat there right now, as well as, you know, the products from within about 15 miles of us, you know, the fresh produce, especially in season. And then we managed to harvest enough to take us through the winter for food. But if I had to, if you pushed me to say what was my most favorite thing on the menu, I'd have to say the pies. They come from, you know, our area fruits. And the crust is made with the Eller Farm lard, which gives it the quality of being flaky and tasty. And actually, from pastured hogs, the lard is quite good for you. Add ice cream, too.
A little ice cream always makes it good. And that's the second time in as many podcasts that the pies have come up. Folks, if you're listening to this and you haven't been to the Farm Market Cafe yet, I would say to stop and at least try a piece of pie. And for me, I also say you got to have a cup of coffee with it, but that's just my personal thing. Barb, as we wrap up here, do you have any advice for our listeners, whether it be for just general health and nutrition or if they're coming into the restaurant, something along, some advice?
Oh, I would remind you to be able to sit and relax and enjoy the good food that comes from our farmers that are so close to the cafe, and take some time to enjoy your food and become aware of where your food actually comes from. There's a story behind every bite you have at the cafe, and usually you can pin down myself or Pat to tell you that story.
Very good. Before we get out of here completely, I know that Eller Family Farm has a website, correct?
That's correct.
What's the address?
Ellerfarm.com.
And the Farm Market Cafe has a website. What's that?
It's farmmarketcafe.com.
And you're on Twitter and on Facebook for the Farm Market Cafe, I believe, correct?
That's right.
So check out all those things. Stop on in. Try some delicious pie or any one of their other great menu items. And until next time, take care of yourself.